Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. Again, 617-655-1234. Sometimes you do so much stuff over a weekend, you can't even, it's just like it's a blur. And you're like, did I even enjoy the weekend because there was so much stuff going on?
Yeah, that's but
I
no
think,
good.
But I think I did.
You think you did?
Yeah, we cut out a Dodge pretty early Friday morning after work, and Lan and I went down to the Cape. Barrett's been babysitting this summer for
right.
a job, so he had to work until 4 o'clock, and we didn't want to wait.
I wouldn't either.
So we left, and then he caught the Cape Cod Flyer down after he got off of work.
That is remarkable. I love it so much.
And so Lan and I went and played 9 holes of golf in Holly Ridge,
perfect.
You know, down on the Cape. And then Lan and I went out to dinner to Añejo in Hyannis, good Mexican food, had some margaritas, and then we picked up Barrett. And on Saturday, me and Barrett and his friend and his friend's dad, we all went deep sea fishing. And then yesterday, we dropped Barrett off at YMCA camp down on the Cape. So he's gone. 2 weeks. Poof.
Bye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I mean, I love him and all, but I'm not going to lie.
It's wild how much things have changed.
14 years old hits different.
When he first went away to camp, you guys were just beside yourself. Every day you were pissed that he didn't write you a letter. You just couldn't stand being away from him. And now you're like, later!
I wanted to drop him off 12 hours early.
I'm glad.
If I could have dropped him off Saturday, I would have.
I'm glad that you're finally coming around to this and finding time for the two of you, because that's so important.
The first time he went to camp, we spent a month prepping everything to make sure he had all of this stuff.
Yeah.
5 minutes before he was leaving for camp yesterday, we're like, hey, throw your crap in the bag. We got to go.
Right.
It's on you. It's on you, my friend. Let's see. Eric from Peabody got together with some woodworking friends. Is that right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, over in Salem, Massachusetts.
And what did you do? What did you create?
So it was their official shop opening. So the three creators over there that are kind of, you know, YouTube and Instagram famous, so to speak. And we all went over there to celebrate their brand new shop that they opened up together.
What is the shop called? Where is it?
So it's on 77 Summer Street in Salem, and the makers are Justin Maybe, Graz from Graz Makes, and Morgan Lopez. So Graz is a knife maker. Justin actually does documentaries of other fellow makers, and Morgan does spoon carving, and she's going to be starting ceramics soon.
Oh, I'm so in on this.
Right?
This is right up my alley on YouTube.
I love this stuff.
Do they have YouTube channels? Because I'm all in if they do.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah, we all do. It's a blast.
I just found one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave my house
next
week.
This is so cool.
That's so great. Thanks for sharing
Thank
that,
you.
Eric. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Tammy, also from Peabody. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You picked up the kids from overnight camp?
Yep. Our daughter was away for 4 weeks, so it was very different having one child versus two for those weeks.
It feels like you get a win every once in a while when there's only one child around, right?
Absolutely. But it was, you know, it was a nice reunion when we did pick her up.
Was there any drama that happened at camp?
No. This was her first year being away for 4 weeks, so just a little homesick in between, you know, the first 2 weeks. But other than that, nope, not that we've heard of.
Well, that's good.
Did you have contact with her while she was gone?
So we could email her letters or send her letters. And then in there are 2 week sessions. So in the intercession, she was able to give us a call. So we did talk to her at that point.
Wow. That's a long time though.
That's
4 weeks.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if it was harder on her or me at times.
What's her name?
Her name's Annabelle.
Annabelle. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Also, we got a text, Kennedy, from the 508. I took two preteen girls to water country by myself.
Oof.
And survived. Water slides forever.
Carson and Kennedy.